You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Alrighty, that was Best Bets with Olympic Sprinter. Nice tune for your morning. In the studio we have with us Dylan Biscuit, Kenny Sterling, aka Matt Hunter. We're going to be talking about some new tunes that they've got on the horizon. We're going to be playing them for the first time live on air. So yes, welcome Matt and Dylan.
Psst, it's a 95BFM exclusive. Listen.
So could you tell us a bit about these tracks that you got? How it came together and that featuring artists and whatnot.
Yeah. So these two tracks, they are work in progresses at the moment, so just a warning that this is not final product, but thought we'd play a couple of little previews here today. The first one that I think we're gonna play is Romy Wright, also known as Lisa Wright. Yeah, it's a song that we've been working on for a little while. Her and I are trying to work on a little project together, and yeah, trying to keep my lips a little bit sealed about this because I'm keen for it to kind of just speak for itself when it comes out. But yeah, she's a phenomenal singer, and I'm really privileged to be working with her and trying to produce this for her. So yeah.
Cool. Very exciting. I'm very excited to hear this. Romy Wright, let's go.
Song's called Leaving. 8 at the moment.
I'm leaving. Oh,
Thank you for sharing that incredible track with us, Kenny and Dylan. We've got them in the studio this morning. Unreleased, exclusive tunes.
Work in progress.
So beautiful.
But yeah, I just really wanted to ask about how these tracks came together and the instrumentation and the featuring artists that you have on the instrumentation, because there's a really lush, beautiful sound that you have in the production. Yeah, but yeah, can you tell us a bit about how it came together and what instruments you play and what other people got involved in the songwriting process?
Yeah, well, with that song, I think it first kind of came about through a conversation with Lisa. I think it was at Easter even. And we're just talking and a song came on and she started like sing along to it, and I was like, whoa, okay, like, and then we kind of just got talking about, you know, I was kind of offering, I was like, I can have a go at producing some stuff for you. And it kind of just aligned that she was also very keen to work on some music. So that kind of began in that way. And then we just kind of been working on like instrumental ideas. Like that one started off as like a live instrumental kind of sketch that me and Navar did a little while back. And then so I kind of took that idea when Lisa liked it and then worked on it. So on that I play everything except for the drums and the flute.
Wow.
Which Julian Dine and JY Lee respectively laid those both down yesterday.
Nice.
For that track, so that's why the mix is kind of coming in hot today. But yeah, and then Lisa sung on it as well. So we're still like working through the motions of like refining it, but yeah.
Yeah, it's sounding incredible, man. I really, really love that tune. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing. So yeah, we've got another one that Kenny's been working on. This one's with Summer V. Do you want to say a quick thing about this track before I chuck it on?
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of follows the same thing. I was working with Summer and we just started talking about music that we both liked. And then the same thing, I kind of like ended up hearing, I think, one of her songs that she... sung on, and again I was just like blown away. And then I was like, oh, do you want to try record something? And then just like on a weekend in between, like, because we're working on a film job, we ended up in like an hour making the first song, and then a couple weeks ago we made this one in the similar fashion, just like an hour spent making the song. And then yeah, same thing yesterday, I got Julian and JY on it.
Cool.
So yeah,
very exciting,
fresh,
man.
Off the plate.
Yes, very fresh. Okay, here we go. Summer V.
Judas, Judas.
Wow, that was Summer V, working title, Judas.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. We've got Kenny Sterling and Dylan Biscuit in the studio just talking about a few tracks that they're working on and, yeah, playing some unreleased tunes, very, very lovely tunes. I was going to ask Dylan Biscuit about, because these guys are planning on releasing these tracks on a new label that you're starting up called Manuka Recordings.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so that's just like something me and Matt kind of like aligned with. And like decided we wanted to like kind of put another sound out there for like all these artists that like usually wouldn't kind of get the opportunity to make tunes like this, I guess. Yeah, and especially with Matt, like he's been really keen to push his sound within his own production, so like it's been real cool just like hearing like, oh yeah, I'm doing this with such and such this week. I'm like, oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, next week it's just like, oh okay, yeah. Pretty mean. Because yeah, like I was saying, like about a year ago we came on the show and showed the A side with Summer, a song called Key to Your Love.
Yeah. Working title as well.
Yeah. But yeah, that was like a year ago, and then we were like, yeah, it'll come out soon. But yeah, like finally, like it took us about 3 months after that to get a name, like,
yeah,
and then another year to get a logo and
good things take time.
Yeah, yeah. Slowly, like,
and like that last song is like the Key to Your Love, the first side of that thing is like, I swear, like the most previewed unreleased song.
Yeah.
Like literally like previewing it for like a year and a half or like a year now, just like, it's coming soon, I promise. But it's actually coming soon now.
Cool.
I think just to add a little bit about that, I think it's nice doing it with Dill, because kind of like mesh in a way that through, I guess, Dylan's DJing, like as I really highly regard his taste in music, so it's nice to like bounce off that in terms of I'm producing something or trying to make something, and also Dylan produces stuff as well, but then being able to like have a lot of confidence, and when I show him stuff, if he's like, oh yeah, this is on, or I'm not sure about that, it's like I really actually, it's just that perspective.
Yeah, totally.
And to share that with someone,
pair of ears on it, kind of getting the ideas and everything on it. Yeah.
And I think it ends up in that we both kind of have made these tracks that we, well, at least I'm really proud of them, and I'm really looking.
They're on.
Really looking forward to releasing them.
Yeah, cool. And I was just gonna ask, is that are these songs kind of like a sign of things to come? Have you got like lots more stuff in the works? And is there gonna be a similar sound, or like how do you imagine? Or how do you see Manuka Recordings kind of unfolding without giving away too much, of course?
We got a couple other songs.
Yeah, I'm not sure what else you've been working on, man. You go hard.
Do you reckon we're going to see a release in kind of like an album format, or is it?
I'll give away. Hopefully with the Lisa one.
Yeah, cool.
Hopefully, yeah. But and then to in regards to the sound, I think maybe just trying to like let it happen how it happens and not try like assign a certain sound to the label.
Cool, cool.
So yeah, hopefully kind of let it just evolve organically and naturally and
cool,
all that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any other projects or anything else you want to plug on the air?
No.
All good.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
No. No, we've been cooking a few tunes with you, Carl, so hopefully we can put those out soon.
Yes, we have been. There's been a lot of collaboration in the works. So, yeah, we should make another tune after the show today.
We'll suss it out. Yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah, we're selling records at the record fair on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. 208 K Road from 12 to 4 p.m.
Week. Yes. Yeah. I believe they have an Instagram page. I think it's called Karangahape Record Fair.
Yes.
So follow Karangahape Record Fair. This Saturday, they'll be selling records, 208 K Road.
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday morning, 12 to 4 p.m.
Sunday morning, 12 to 4. And give Dylan Biscuit and Kenny Sterling a follow on Instagram. Just type it into the search function and they'll pop up.
But thanks for having us, bro.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for coming
so
through,
much.
Boys.
Too much. Cheers.
We're going to play another tune. This next song is going out to Yeri, who unfortunately couldn't make it this morning. Yes, this one's for Yeri.
Aquarius sister, happy birthday for last week. We love you.
We just need to plug in the thing that's playing the tune, so here we go.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.